This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. And here are the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis. The pandemic has killed more than 805,000 people, according to numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University Sunday. More than 23 million cases have been registered in 196 countries and territories. The United States has recorded the most deaths with over 176,000, followed by Brazil with over 114,000, Mexico with more than 60,000, India with more than 56,000, and then Britain with more than 41,000 fatalities. India's confirmed cases crosses the 3 million mark with nearly 70,000 new infections as the disease continues to surge in the world's second most populous nation. After largely bringing its outbreak under control, South Korea returns to tightening curbs to try and contain a new growing cluster of cases. The chief of Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned that the situation is very grave and serious, and that they're potentially on the brink of a nationwide pandemic. Nightclubs and beaches have now been closed. There are tight restrictions on large religious services, and face masks will be mandatory in Seoul's public areas. Rohingya in Myanmar's conflict-wracked Rakhine State expressed fears of an outbreak reaching their overcrowded camps, where nearly 130,000 live, after a spate of infections sent the capital into lockdown. And police in Peru say at least 13 people suffocated to death in a crush during a raid on a nightclub in the capital Lima, where a party of around 120 people was being held despite a ban on such gatherings due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News. Republicans will aim to recast the story of Donald Trump's presidency when they hold their national convention, featuring speakers drawn from everyday life as well as cable news in the White House, while drawing a stark contrast with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The four-day convention, starting this week, will feature a number of well-known Trump supporters, including members of the Trump family, but also those whom the GOP says are members of the silent majority of Americans who've been aided by Trump's policies. Planners say they will put forward a more positive convention than Democrats' roasting of Trump in the Democratic National Convention just closed. In the U.S. state of California, an unwelcome change in weather with higher winds, temperatures, and lightning that threatens to spark new wildfires was coming Sunday to parched Northern California, where firefighters have for nearly a week battled three huge complexes of fires that have destroyed hundreds of homes and forced tens of thousands to flee. Firefighters made slow but hopeful progress in battling the blazes Saturday, aided by good weather but hampered by smoky skies that grounded water-dropping aircraft for some of the day. But the changing weather brought warnings from state and local officials for residents in threatened areas to prepare to flee at any moment. Since August 15th, state fire officials said more than 12,000 lightning strikes across the state have ignited more than 500 wildfires. Of those, about two dozen major fires were attracting most of the state's resources. And a South African man, believed to be the world's oldest man, has died. He was 116 years old and a survivor of the 1918 Spanish flu. Freddie Blom's family said he died of natural causes Saturday at a Cape Town hospital. Blom was born May 8, 1904, in the rural town of Adelaide near the Great Winterberg Mountains of Eastern Cape Province, where he was not listed by the Guinness, but he was not listed by Guinness World Records. The oldest man on record is Bob Whiten of Britain, who is 112. South African media, however, have described Blom as unofficially the world's oldest man. He was the only survivor of a family whose other members died during the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. Blom also went on to survive two world wars and South Africa's apartheid movement. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our app to your mobile device. It's quite easy to use. This is Laurel Bowman reporting remotely for VOA News in Washington.